Hello, this is Janine Rial from Fundamental Focusing, and joining you today with our whole body focusing series and into the meditation for the Go with the Flow section. This is the fifth step in the whole body focusing process. So just find a place to sit back, relax, get comfortable standing, sitting, or laying down, and we'll get started. Find yourself a comfortable place. Not be distracted, but if there are noises and things around you, that's okay as well. Just take those in as part of where you are in your environment. Have you sitting or laying down, whatever feels best for you, even standing. Take a deep breath in and exhale. As you take another deep breath in and exhale, release all the lines in your face, lines around your eyes, your forehead, tension in the jaw, cheeks, all around the head. Just take note of the head and what's happening inside of head. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, moving it down into throat. Just notice if there's stuff that wants to release. And it can be yawning, it can be this type of stuff, whatever needs to happen. Let it happen. It's all part of the unwinding process. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, release all the tension in the shoulders, in the belly, arms, fingers, chest, back. Letting it all go. Noticing, observing, using my observing eyes, inner observing eyes, just to see if things are flowing or if things aren't quite as flowy today. And whatever is, it's okay. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, release into the chair or bed, wherever I am. Connecting, feeling the support underneath me, moving down through my legs, front and back and sides of legs, my knees, calves, shins, right down to my ankles and feet. Just connecting wherever my body feels the support. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And just release all the tension that kind of crept back up just in those last few seconds. And bring my imagination, my inner observing eyes into my mind's eye and just create a space where I can put all my thoughts, my problems of the day, the past week, of what's happening in the coming week, and just put those aside and let them know that they're there and they're safe and that I can come back to them. But right now, I just want to be here with me. If that takes me a few more minutes as I move through the process, that's okay. I just keep saying hello to my thoughts and letting them go. Hello to my thoughts and thanking them for coming and letting them go. Sending them off on a cloud or a balloon or a helium balloon, whatever works for me, through the ocean, in the waves, on a boat. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, and as I exhale, I move the breath all the way down into my body, right down to my feet, and I connect with my roots. Connecting and feeling, noticing, seeing the move underneath my feet, my chair, my bed, wherever I am, wherever I'm connected, wherever I feel support. I just notice those roots anchoring me to the ground, moving all the way, even deeper down into Mother Earth. The floor into the middle of the earth, knowing that I'm solid. And then could be all kinds of roots, my roots, funky roots, real tree roots, whatever I perceive them to be. They're my roots and they're strong. Many roots or one root, doesn't matter. I release that tension from the shoulders and the lines of my face a little deeper, belly completely relaxed. I just observe, feel into my body, say hello. Hello as I move through all the parts of my body. As I say hello, I let go. I let go the tension. Remove the stress. Relax. Anything can happen around me right now. There's nothing I can do about it anyway. I just need to let it go. I can go back to my quote-unquote real life in just a few minutes. As I let it go, I reveal the ego. It may want my attention. It may want more of me, but I put those thoughts aside. I let ego do its thing. I thank it for coming. I say hello, and then I send it off on its way. And this may take me a few more minutes, but that's okay. If nothing is happening, that's okay. If I'm already somewhere running in my body, I just stay with what's there. So as I move through my body, I start to notice. Notice what's happening. Notice what's coming forward. Noticing as I'm becoming completely grounded, present in the moment, all of me here from head to toe. I take a deep breath in. And exhale and completely let go all the tension one more time in my body. And every time I feel that tension creeping up, I just breathe in and let it go a little deeper. And I start to notice what's happening inside of me. Notice if there's a word or an image, a sensation, a pain, an ache. Anything that pops up, and I welcome it. I embrace whatever is there. I say hello to it. Again, reverting back to the steps that intertwine into each other. I say hello to that one thing that I'm noticing in my body, or it may be one or two or three things that I'm noticing. And I make space for it. I give it all the time it needs. I go with the flow in this moment, not needing it for the moment to rush or move or change. Even though it may be very painful or achy, I try and stay and give it all the space it needs and time to move through. And the more I can stay with that, the more the next shift can happen. The more it can unwind and unintensify. And then as I move through it, it shifts. And again, it may take a few seconds to shift. It may take a minute, sometimes a little more. All depends where I'm at in my center, in my body. So as I notice something making itself known to me in that deep wisdom part of my body, I say hello, I smile to it. Even if I have to lean in and smile through the ickiness or the pain, I let the body move if it needs to move. I let the body move in its own flow. And the only way I can do that is by stepping out of the way. And as I move into one flow of something that is happening inside of me, then another one makes itself known. Whether it be a word, an image, or a pain, a shift in the body, a shift in the energy, a shift around me. That's the only thing I need to do is just be with it. Be with it in grounded presence. Take in its wisdom. Take in what my body has to offer me, what it has to show me, what it has to make me feel. Knowing that even though I don't understand what's happening, even though maybe sometimes I'll get the story and I can feel and move through it, maybe today I'm just getting a pain, an ache, an energy sensation, just a simple word, a yawn. And I really don't know what it means, but the beauty of it is I don't need to know what it means. I just need to understand and realize that all that's happening are shifts, are movement in the flow that I am in at this particular moment. And if I can stay in that moment without having to analyze, criticize, or judge it, or figure it out, then my shifts unwind, do what they need to do, even though I don't know the story behind it. And that's the beauty of where I'm at. I can be in my body's wisdom without having all the drama and everything that comes with it when I try and understand the story. My body talks to me in many different ways, in subtle ways, in very direct ways. And all these shifts are all part of that. I just take them in. Move with them. Breathe into them. Give my body permission to move into them and with them. And give my body permission not to judge, to just be. So as I move with the flow, I'll just let you in silence, leave you in silence for just a few minutes to just be and notice and observe. And if there's nothing there, that's okay. Just keep with the process, keep trusting the process. Notice how I feel afterwards or during the process, and at some point something will make itself known when my time is my time, the time is right, and I've completely let go. So for the next few moments, if it is difficult to be in silence, I just connect with my breath, connect with my roots, and bring myself completely present, all of me here from head to toe. And I'll come back in just a few minutes. As I take a deep breath in, I notice the unwinding that's taken place. If I still need a bit of, of yawning, of coughing, of moving, I let my body do what it needs to do. If I was standing, I may feel like sitting, and vice versa. I listen to my body. And I just move with the shifts. And the more space I give to my body, whether it be through my breath, as I exhale, I give my body the space it needs to be in that moment, in that shift. Or it may be time. Just letting it move as it needs to move, in its own flow. Move my body and guide it into a close, letting it know that it's time to come back. It's time for my body to settle and find possibly its last shift for now, or maybe one or two more shifts. Just asking the question, is this a good stopping place? And again, letting my body answer. Show me. its many senses and feelings and words and ways? And if the answer is yes, I slowly take a few deep breaths, connect back to the environment, back to where I am, back to the noises in the room around me. And if it's not quite ready, I just stay where I am. And even as I come back to the room, I can stay in that feeling of coming back, that energy sensation, if there's anything happening around me, just connecting to that part of me. As I come back to the room, I take a deep breath in and exhale. Move and stretch as I need to and as I feel my body wants me to. Now I'll let you finish your process, your focusing. And again, journaling or just talking about it or just sitting with it for a few minutes can make it concrete a little more. This is Jenin Ria from Fundamental Focusing. Wishing you a great week. We'll talk soon.